FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I know we've got like two appreciation clubs running on the show. We have the Power Hose Enthusiast Club. FEC. Power Hose Enthusiast Club is something that has over 50, 60 members in Cork.
Yeah.
These are power hose enthusiasts, including I am the chairman of the board on this particular organization. And then recently we had the Bubble Wrap Enthusiast Club. But we're missing one vital component. This will be the home of weird clubs in Cork.
Okay, what's going to be the next one?
Well, let's go. I'm setting up the Margot Robbie Appreciation Club.
Oh yeah, well, there'd be plenty of members to join that, I can tell you now. She's stunning.
Vic just alerted me to Margot Robbie. Quick, page 3, Daily Mail. Yes,
there she is. I know you're a fan, you see.
I know, I
admire her work.
Absolutely, her artistic endeavours.
No, but you did actually just say, aside from the fact that she's obviously stunning, you like her because she's really...
She's sound.
Do you know,
down to earth.
You can have a bit of crack. You could go to the old watering hole and have a few responsibilities with her and she'd be a good crack.
You could take her to the Donkeys and call for a game of pool now, you know?
But that's what it's about really, isn't it? Nothing worse than someone who's just... I mean, obviously she's stunning, but she could totally be up herself and she's not.
Completely. And there's a joke there I'm going to leave on the table. Anyway, it's 6:27 in the morning. This story is unbelievable. A husband who robbed a bank, hoping to get arrested and put in jail.
Why?
Because he's a 70-year-old man. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there and they're kind of in marriages and relationships everywhere.
It's the missus, is it?
And it was the missus. He was having enough of it.
Well, why didn't you just get divorced?
But that's the thing. In his mind, this was the easy way out. Let me tell you the story of a 70-year-old man named Lawrence Ripple. And he's from Kansas City, but he went in to rob a bank. And he handed the teller behind the bank a note claiming that I've got a gun.
Right.
He didn't have a gun.
Okay.
And they handed him over $3,000. And then he sat in the lobby of the bank waiting for the police to come. And he's like, hey, that's me. I just robbed the bank. So anyway, when officers arrived, he identified himself and explained why he never tried to escape. After a heated argument with his wife, he said he wrote a note in front of her and told her he would rather go to jail than come home again. So Ripple pleaded guilty after he appeared in court. And was prepared to spend... If you get 20 years over there for robbing banks, you know. He was prepared to do 20. At 70, he thought, I'm going to die in jail. The judge saw it differently. With no prior criminal record, no weapon involved, the court had a sympathetic approach to his situation and ruled it was unnecessary and sentenced him to six months of house arrest.
Oh my God, the irony. Are you serious?
6 months of sitting at home looking at the wife.
With KC. Waking up in Cork. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Red FM.
I'm telling you one thing, Victoria.
What?
I'm telling you that.
What's wrong with you?
That little Brooklyn Beckham, that little...
Yeah?
Little ungrateful...
Little. What's he after doing?
So Brooklyn Beckham has dealt another blow to his dad, David, by covering up a tattoo that was paying tribute to his dad, the little... He's
what?
Hidden the word dad on his anchor tattoo with three weird shapes to disguise the word the little.
Why would you do that?
Because he's a little.
I know, yeah.
This man brought you into the world, wiped your backside for many years, taught you everything you know, and you would be nothing without him.
Yeah.
You little.
I know, I get you. I know where you're coming from.
Front up the hole.
I know, yeah.
Sorry.
No, I know. I know.
I miscued my beat there.
I know where...
Yeah, you just. Oh no, it just winds me up.
I know where you're
up.
Coming from.
It winds
and like,
me up there.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Anyway.
But listen, different world, lads. They live in a different world to the rest of us.
Tough on the old fella seeing this, you know, probably reading
so
this
tough.
Online. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not the hugest fan, but I do feel for them in all of this. However, there's a lot of people saying that they've bought it on themselves because they were so obsessed with the limelight.
Absolutely.
So who knows? There's probably two sides to that story, as there is every story. Okay, Colin Farrell.
First of all, the little.
Oh, he's still off on one, lads.
The hugest.
Yeah, all right, we get it. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. How excited are you for the Batman Part 2?
Oh, bring it on.
Yeah. Well, Colin Farrell has been asked on the red carpet if he can give us any little bit of morsel about what's going to be in this film. He's obviously going to play the Penguin in Batman Part 2. This is what he had to say.
We know Batman 2 is coming. Is there anything you can share about the continuation of the Penguin story?
Not if you want to walk out here alive. Right. If I tell you something, I have to kill you. No, very little I know. I read the script, and as I've said before, it's Matt Reeves wrote an extraordinary script. Really, really so beautiful. It's just tasty stuff. He's such a good writer and filmmaker, and yeah, be excited to be any part of it.
So he's going to have to do that like 14 hours of... Do you remember him talking about...
Oh, he was in makeup for like 6 or 7 hours before and then on set for another 10 or 11 on top of that.
He said he sat in a tent with about 6 fans around him, just blowing wind on him for hours and hours and hours until it was his time to be on set.
Yeah, they had to dry the makeup and all the whatever the...
Sweat.
What is it? It's some kind of rubbery latexy stuff they put on his face. I watched the makeup video and it goes on for hours.
Watch that actually.
A sped up version of it.
God.
Penguin, the TV show, if you've ever seen the TV series of it's just fantastic as well. He's gift.
Okay, there you go.
Anyway.
Have I got time?
7:56, how's my ad break? 2 minutes. Can you give me 30 seconds?
Yeah, no, not really.
You can.
All right, Jacob Elordi's been chatting to Jimmy Kimmel about the problem of shooting films back to back. So, you know, he played the creature in Frankenstein and then he went straight onto the set of Wuthering Heights as Heathcliff. This is what happened.
There's a scene with an egg in Wuthering Heights and my reaction to what happens with the egg was like... I turned to wash my hands and I went... And I was like, that's not going to play here. But, you know, strangely enough, they both have a Yorkshire accent and a similar wig. So it was kind of confusing between the two. And they're also both sort of these gothic, creatures in a way.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, yeah. There's love hearts coming out of Excise at the moment.
Let's go.
With McDonald's.
That Gags Live is happening at the City Limits Comedy Club. We are buzzing about it. Thank you to everyone again. We can thank you for all. First of all, grabbing those tickets and supporting the night. Those tickets are gonzo. We don't have any handbacks or anything like that. So unfortunately, if you're coming tomorrow night, we will see you there. If not, we will do another one really soon, I promise you. But this is really important. You know what a writer is, okay? Backstage.
I hope you haven't got over the top here now.
Well, this is the first time myself and Rory have done anything on stage together. I'm not a very stagey person. I can do this all day long, but when it comes to going up in front of people, you know, it's nerve-wracking.
You bottle it.
This guy's far more confident publicly.
He is.
I'll put me in a room with 3 people and I'll show up. It's complete opposite.
But we're going to go full on diva on this tomorrow night.
Okay.
All right, because this might be our one and only show. We could be egged or bottled off the stage.
Or
we
canceled.
Don't know what's going to go. Or cancelled is the other one, yeah.
Likely be cancelled.
There's no photography or videoing in the room tomorrow. No, genuinely, we're going to have to do a Tommy Tiernan on it and take your phones off. You're going
to... You'll never believe what they said.
Yeah, straight to Twitter. So we thought, let's get a backstage writer is what performers demand in the little room at the back, okay?
Go on,
so. So I want my... Vic has to organise all of this, by the way. I want a fountain of Tanora.
Like
a chocolate fountain, but it's got whatever you feel with Tanora.
Yeah.
Right. The tenora must be at 3 degrees.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
3 degrees, room, you know, just a little bit above. 400 grams of drisheen, please.
Drisheen.
Thank you, if you could organise that. I'll have a canister of Barley Cove oxygen.
Hang on a second.
You'd have written this down?
I'm going to have to go down to Barley Cove and open a jar.
A canister, like one of those like oxygen tanks. Thank you very much.
Barley Cove.
Can I have an Echo Boy impersonator, please? Just want him in the dressing room to kind of hype me up. I'd like a motivational video from Roy Keane.
Oh, yeah. For God!
But instead, he says, "That's your joke, okay? You need it.
That's the joke."
I want an author.
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness.
An otter in a bath and Margot Robbie hologram. If you could put all of those together
Where am I going to get an otter and where am I going to get a Margot Robbie hologram?
You get an otter in a lake or a river. You just got to coax him out with a big lump of wood or something.
You sound like you know what you're talking about. Not
a man who's coaxed otters, I'd say.
I tell you, have a wet pocket. Right, what do you want, Rory?
Am I writer?
God's sake.
Barely know her. As I said. I'm going to keep saying that joke repeatedly, aren't I?
Go on.
Yeah. A single plum floating in perfume served in a man's hat.
Yeah, bring it on.
I want someone waving a massive feather thingy over me while I lie down in a chaise lounge while someone else hand feeds me grapes.
Yeah.
Obviously. I need 1,000 brown M&Ms in a brandy glass. I want the walls of my dressing room to be wallpapered with pages from the Holly Bow from 2022.
Yeah.
I want someone making Clannachilty black pudding just constantly in
just
the corner.
Just there beside you, that's great.
And obviously I need something to do my hair.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a pair of dopes. Do you know that?
Okay. Oh, I'd like it's ridiculous. I'd like a dressing room for my mobile phone as well. I think I mentioned that yesterday.
I'd like Jake Ellis to serenade me gently before I go on air.
He only knows how to serenade gently. Shawnee?
Well, you're superstars now. So, get M&Ms.
Yeah.
Request that you get the red ones. Ooh. All
right, FM. Yeah, and Shawnee, you know that whole M&M thing. You know where that came from?
Ozzy.
So it was actually your man from Van Halen used to do this. He'd ask for a bowl of M&Ms, different colours, but the brown ones taken out. And he knew when he arrived at the gig, if the M&Ms were taken out, they'd read the safety procedures for the big heavy lights.
This is a trick.
It was a trick to check him to make sure that the safety procedures were checked.
Oh, that's clever.
Now, the reason we're doing this tomorrow, Vic, we're doing it for an amazing group of people.
We absolutely
and
are.
All joking aside, net proceeds are going to go to the Cork City Hospital Children's Club tomorrow. Yeah. They do incredible work, a non-profit organisation. They fundraise for three main events every year to bring kids, little sick Cork kids to Disneyland Paris. Yeah. Winter Wonderland, 240 kids are brought by escort to Parque Cuive to visit Santa every year. All of this stuff takes money. And we are just delighted that, you know, we can raise a few bob for them tomorrow
night.
So for anybody that's coming along to it, thank you so much for being part of Dad Gags Live tomorrow. Guys, a massive shout out to the Children's Hospital charity that you're raising money for tomorrow night. John Looney and all the crew, they deserve every penny. My son Oran is a type 1 diabetic, and John and the crew invited myself and Oran along to Disneyland in September.
So
we had the time of our lives. Oran wants to give a massive shout out to the charity. John Looney and all the crew.
Guys, massive shout out on your Dad Gags gig. The children's charity deserves every penny. Big hello to John Looney and my pal that he brought me to Disneyland back in September from your pal Oran.
Oran, you're a wonderful boy. Do you know that? And he's one of the people that benefited from the amazing work they do. Yeah. If you want to go online, by the way, if you can't get the Dad Gags, we are all inviting you to just check them out online.
Yeah.
Cork City Hospital Children's Club, they have a website. There's a little link to give them any kind of donation at all.
Yeah.
5 or 10 or 20 quid. If you have little people and they are healthy, mm-hmm. I hope you never have to avail of their services.
Mm-hmm.
But for the kids that are sick in hospital at the moment, let's see if we can raise a lot of money for them. Cork City Hospital Children's Club online. Please make a donation towards them and help us raise some money for them. I guarantee you, you know, we do call outs on things, different topics and, you know, chatty bits. I guarantee you, Vic, if we put a call out there, did you ever save somebody's life? We're going to get some stories this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And I know there's a lot of you out there, you might have done something that saved somebody's life and you may not want to talk about it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But it might have been, you might have been just in the right place at the right time.
Right, yeah.
When somebody needed your help. If that is the case, 0868104106, I want to hear from you this morning. If you want to send a little voice note, or if you want to call us, 0818104106. I know there's a ton of stories out there of moments that you might have been responsible for keeping somebody alive. And I know, and I'm talking, even talking to paramedics out there who are every single day and night, you're out there saving lives.
Yeah, right.
People that work in ER, doctors, you know.
Yeah, and also the RNLI, people that work out on the lifeboats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just saving hundreds of lives every year.
You're the real heroes, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, don't
this Aussie kid, he's 13 years old.
This is the most amazing story.
So himself and his family, they're out on paddle boards and somehow get swept way out to sea. The current can change and these things are lethal if you don't know what you're doing with them. He swam 4 kilometres from his family stayed holding onto the paddle boards because the sea had started to get very choppy.
Yeah.
But swam 4K into land. Collapsed on the beach.
Yeah.
Then had to sprint another kilometre.
Find a phone.
To find anybody that could help. Yeah. He's saying, I needed helicopters, I needed emergency services. Yeah. Here's the little legend.
Yeah, I just said, all right, not today, not today, not today. I have to keep on going. I knew it would be a long way because it was like 4 kilometres. But the kite kept on taking in water. I was fighting rough seas. I started swimming with just my life jacket. And then after a while, I found out that didn't work. I had to untie the life jacket and I had to just swim to shore. I had the life jacket and the kayak for 2 hours, and then for the next 2 hours, I was just swimming. I think at one point, I was thinking of Thomas the Tank Engine. Trying to get the happiest things in my head.
Oh my God, he hit such a wall, he had to go to cartoon theme tunes.
Imagine.
To keep all the negativity out of him. Oh, there's a 13-year-old.
I know. It's the most incredible story.
Have that kind of resilience. A Monaghan grandmother has shared her pride and relief after her young grandson swam for hours to help save lives of his family after they were swept out to sea off the coast of Australia. His name is Austin, by the way. He's the 13-year-old. He swam for 4 kilometres and then ran another 2 kilometres, actually, to alert emergency services. But his family are alive and well off the back of this little boy's resilience and strength. Like,
so amazing.
Swimming 4 kilometres. Anybody who's a swimmer, like, if you do this properly, you know, you will know that even a kilometre swim is tough going in rough, choppy waters. This kid swam 4 kilometres to save his parents and save his family.
I do believe something else kicks in.
There's a different level of adrenaline. There must be. Yeah.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
It's 10:07 in the morning. What have I got for you? There's a day to go until the Winter Olympics in Italia. That's the opening ceremony is going to be happening tomorrow. 131 days until the World Cup.
The World Cup.
US, Canada and Mexico. And I'm buzzing for that one. Actually, do you know what? Like, this month's going to go by really fast. And then we're going to get ready for those qualifiers.
Yeah.
And it's going to be soccer hype central. For those two games. Oh, please qualify, lads. Please.
You're going out there, aren't you?
The wing and a prayer.
Yeah, you'll be all,
Yeah. So we'll see. If we don't qualify, we're going to start, I think we're going to start supporting Mexico. I think. that's our only option. It is World Nutella Day today.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah. How many battles have you had with the kids to put that thing down? And it's also Bob Marley Day today. It's International Bob Marley Day. He doesn't like Nutella.
Doesn't he?
He likes jam.
Oh, jamming. My God.
Dad gags tomorrow, lads. Dad gags tomorrow. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Bobby Brown, former ex-husband of Whitney Houston.
Is he still alive?
Bobby Brown, who could play that game, is still rocking the
is
shop.
He?
He's only 57. Jesus, you have him killed off in a nursing home. Bobby Brown was in his early 20s when Two Can Play That Game was a number one tune.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I don't know what was going on in the universe or the alignment of stars. If you're into that crack, I'm not. But today is the day that three of the best footballers of all time were born. Carlos Tevez is 42.
Okay.
Cristiano Ronaldo is 41.
Okay.
And Neymar, the Brazilian footballer, is 34.
All the same birthday.
All the same birthday.
There you go.
What a strange one. Rugby tonight, as we mentioned, it's Six Nations Round 1, Stade de France, Guinness Six Nations, 8:10.
Yes.
Our time, it's going to be happening. So it's Ireland versus France. It'll be a massive battle. We have so many injuries and missing players.
And the thing with France is you just never know how they're going to turn up, do you? Sometimes they can turn up and
annihilate you.
Yeah, and then other times they can turn up and Ireland are all over it. So this will be quite an even battle, I'd say.
I was at the last game when we beat France up in the Aviva. When we didn't just beat them, we hammered them.
Well, there you go, you see.
But that was at the ultimate full squad. So we're a bit limpy today. We'll see what happens. Like,
come
I mean, this we could still put up a good fight tonight. Yeah. Let's see what happens a little bit later on. I have more mad stories. Oh, actually, somebody emailed the show yesterday. We were talking about our dating stories the last day.
Yeah.
And he said, "Casey, this might be of interest to your listeners. As a single man, I think this is a superb approach. I've cancelled all my dating apps."
Yes.
And he said, "Tinder is for rookies.
Oh.
Go to Facebook Marketplace and search wedding dresses. It'll show you recently divorced females in your area for free, and you can filter by size."
Oh, that is so funny.
What a del boy. That is incredible. And speaking of a date, this is the dating story of the week so far. A couple that met on a dating app got themselves into a bit of trouble. It was a first date that turned into a full-on crime scene.
Oh, no.
So a fellow that met a woman on a dating app robbed a bank mid-date and made her drive the getaway car.
Oh, my. Sorry, what?
His name is Christopher Costello, 33. Met the woman for the first time in Rhode Island in America. Told her to pull over outside a bank. He needed to run in and get a few bob. She thought he was gone with his ATM card. He walked in with a handgun, demanded $1,000, sprinted back to the car, telling her, "Drive, drive, drive," before police arrived. She panicked and pulled over when she saw the flashing lights. Was later claimed cleared of any crime, so she got away with it. But he pleaded guilty for armed robbery. But like, I can't. Have you not got a bit of empathy for your man?
What?
The fellow that went in on the date. The price of bringing somebody out these days, lads. I mean, you know. Yeah, you know, I got a little present in the post yesterday.
You did.
See that box?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Hold on a second, lads.
Now, do you want to see this?
So it arrived in yesterday. First of all, can I remind you about the latest club on this show? We have lots of little clubs going on. We have the Power Hose Enthusiast Club called Feck, and we have the Bubble Wrap Enthusiast Club. And this all happened last week.
Hi guys, would my 4-year-old son count?
But 4-year-old son is in the Bubble Wrap Enthusiast Club, absolutely.
Yes, I'm with your kid with the bubbles, love the bubbles.
Thanks, Johnny. See, Johnny loves bubbles.
Bubble Wrap Enthusiast, 100%. I fight with my kids over who gets to pop the bubble wrap. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We've even got a slogan in there, lads. Come on.
Yeah, can you see why you need to start that group by that one, read? I already have the slogan, all right, but let's get popping.
Let's get popping, baby. Now, Kev, who called me a rude word this morning for being enthusiastic about bubble wraps, is backtracking.
I take it back as well. Casey, look, if a fella wants to wrap himself in bubble wrap and roll around in the ground.
Yeah.
And take his shoes and socks off as well at the same time.
Yep.
Let him do it.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks very much. That's a backhanded apology.
It is.
I look at my little friend Lucy. Hello, Lucy.
Hey, Casey. This is Lucy O'Sullivan, and I'm obsessed with bubble wrap.
That's Lucy, everybody.
Lucy, well done.
Lucy, you are now the Director General, Vice President.
Well done, Lucy.
Of the Bubble Wraps Enthusiast Club. Yeah. Love you, Luce. That's our little friend Lucy. Okay, and the hundreds of other people that thank you for coming out of the bubble wrap closet last week. I'm so proud of you all. They laughed in my face.
They did. I did as well.
Spat at me in the street. Yesterday I got a box and I was like, it's very light, what's going on? Rip it open. And would you look what was sent?
It's a massive roll of bubble wrap. Oh, lads.
And it came all the way from Dublin.
It did.
So thanks to 123inc.ie.
Yeah.
They're a company that do all of this kind of stationery and stuff. 123inc.ie for the delivery to Red FM yesterday of a box containing a roll of bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And not only did I get bubble wrap, they also sent another bigger kind of thing.
Yeah, what's that?
This is kind of like a giant bubble wrap. It's like to protect the bubble wrap.
Oh.
So the bubble wrap came in bubble wrap. Are you ready?
Oh, hey,
isn't that just...
You're satisfied Lord. By that.
I swear to God, a simpleton.
You are a simpleton. You said that about yourself.
Little things to make me happy. Yeah. Thank you at 123inc.ie for the lovely bubble wrap.
You made him a happy man.
Very good. Do you know what? Will I give this away to someone in the Enthusiast Club? I'd like to pass on the joy.
All right, go on, sir.
Anybody want to
roll a
bubble wrap? Hit me up on WhatsApp there. In the meantime, let's get you 200 quid from McDonald's. After the break, I want to ask you three questions based on Friends. They've got the iconic collaboration with Friends. So if you want 200 quid and you want two Friends mugs, just text McDonald's and your name right now. We'll get you on just after the break. And answer the three questions. If you know your stuff about Friends, we'll get you sorted.
Red FM Breakfast.
Let's go.
With McDonald's. Enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin. Served until 11 a.m.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Kelly, you're fond of singing up on stage in front of people. Did you ever get dragged up as a kid with somebody really famous?
No.
Never had one of those moments?
No.
Hey, everybody. This is Alfie O'Dwyer. He's from Passage. In the audience with Kean DeCroix. Kean's doing a gig the other night, a little get together, a little surprise gig. He's sitting up on stage wearing a pair of sunglasses, lads. Absolutely rocking the place. He was so good. Have I got my little buddy there? Hey, Alfie.
Yeah, hi.
Oh man, you were amazing, Alfie. Well done.
Thanks.
Oh wow, Alfie, how did you like you and Kean DeCroix? He's probably a friend of yours now, is he?
Yeah, because I sang with him two times already. Now.
No way! Wow, where did you sing before with him?
So I sang first in Dublin, and I also sang with him in Cork, of course. Then.
Okay. Oh. Isn't he the nicest guy ever?
Yeah, he's actually really kind.
Yeah, very kind fella. Now, you were there with your mom, I take it. Did he recognise you straight away and dragged you up?
No, because we were a few hours into the show and I'm sure the owner of the bar called us up to go at their table.
Yeah.
So I was nearly there for the rest of the night, but we went home early. And I asked him could he play a song, and then he said yeah, and then I just sang with him then.
Oh, that's lovely. What age are you, Alfie?
I am 8.
So did you have to sneak into the pub under your mum's dress?
No, because I went there with my uncle.
Okay.
Because my parents are at our dinner, dance and all that. So.
Oh, lovely. All right. Now, you're from Passage West, right?
Yeah.
Now, where's Cian Dacroix from? He's from there as well, isn't he?
But he used to live in Mariner's View, but now he moved.
Okay. You don't see him very much around there anymore. But he was a neighbour of yours.
No.
So, do you think he's inspired you to learn the guitar and start singing your own songs?
Yeah, he definitely did.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so good.
So we're going to see Alfie O'Dwyer, live at the Marquee.
Yeah, watch the space.
10 years, 10 years from now, buddy. It's a lovely story. And the video is up on Cian Dacroix's Instagram if you want to go check it out. He said, through a surprise pop-up show for some amazing fans today, and this absolute legend joined me on stage for singing Little Dreaming. Alfie and Cian Dacroix, check it on Cian's Instagram. Alfie, you're amazing, buddy.
Well done, buddy.
Thanks.
Have a great day. See you soon. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.